Chapter 7. How beautiful your steps have become in your sandals, O willing daughter! The curvings of your thighs are like ornaments, the work of an artisan's hands. Your navel roll is a round bowl. Let not the mixed wine be lacking from it. Your belly is a heap of wheat, fenced about with lilies. Your two breasts are like two young ones, the twins of a female gazelle. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are like the pools in Heshbon, by the gate of Bath Rabbim. Your nose is like the Tower of Lebanon, which is looking out toward Damascus. Your head upon you is like Carmel, and the tresses of your head are like wool dyed reddish purple. The king is held bound by the flowings. How beautiful you are! And how pleasant you are, O beloved girl, among exquisite delights! This stature of yours does resemble a palm tree, and your breasts date clusters. I have said, I shall go up on the palm tree, that I may take hold of its fruit stalks of dates. And please, may your breasts become like clusters of the vine, and the fragrance of your nose like apples, and your palate like the best wine that is going with a slickness for my dear one, softly flowing over the lips of sleeping ones. I am my dear one's, and toward me is his craving. Do come, O my dear one, let us go forth to the field. Do let us lodge among the henna plants. Do let us rise early and go to the vineyards, that we may see whether the vine has sprouted, the blossom has burst open, the pomegranate trees have bloomed. There I shall give my expressions of endearment to you. The mandrakes themselves have given their fragrance, and by our entrance ways there are all sorts of the choicest fruits. The new ones, as well as the old, O my dear one, I have treasured up for you.